This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. You expect art inside a museum or maybe at public parks with their heroic scale sculptures. But how about at the corner gas station or in parking lots? In California, some communities are demanding now that all new commercial properties include some public work of art. Reporter Deborah Schifrin visited a San Francisco suburb that is debating the balance of art and commerce.
Milton Borg owns a 7-Eleven and a barbecue restaurant in Menlo Park. The building is reopening after burning down last year. Borg's reconstruction is affected by a new law requiring 1% of reconstruction costs be spent on original artwork outside the building. He's putting in an ornate bronze bench with three colors of metal. It cost $5,000.
Nobody pays $5,000 for a bench. That is absolutely ludicrous.
Do you think the bench is beautiful?
Sure it is, within the confines of what it is. It's a bench.
Borg says he was unhappy with the long, involved process of getting the design and artist approved by the city.
I mean, it's my money, my building. It's very irritating. And to put it in its proper perspective, how many people would like the city to tell you how much, what art you should put in front of your house, how much art, and then having a dozen other people have to approve it before it goes through?
Borg says if the city wants public art, it would be more equitable for the money to come from public funds instead of putting the onus on property owners. But Nancy Chillog, the Menlo Park Arts Commissioner who championed the new law, says it's a good way to create a city rich in public art without having to use taxpayer money.
If you tap the general fund to put in artwork, you're fighting the use of those funds for other things, such as police and fire and redoing sidewalks and streets, etc.
And she says the law is good for business owners because it increases the value of their property. She argues the extra money for art is negligible, especially since the new law doesn't take effect unless businesses spend more than $250,000. Chillog says she knows firsthand how beneficial art can be. Her own law office looks like anything but. The walls are purple and red, the conference table is blue granite, and her law certificates have purple matting.
I'm living around art in my office. I know what it does for my psyche on a daily basis. It's incredible. It's a lot different than if you simply approach a box with a door. Everybody should be able to experience that.
Like the great European cities, Chillog says, art will help define Menlo Park and make it stand out from its neighboring suburbs. Public art programs in the U.S. are not new, but unlike Menlo Park's new law, most cities focus on public buildings or art from voluntary private donations. Tom Finkelpearl is the author of Dialogues in Public Art. He says the mixed success of public art programs is best exemplified by America's first big public work of art, the 50-foot-tall Picasso statue erected in downtown Chicago.
It was a success in the sense that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people showed up for the opening. It got, you know, a pretty good critical response. I don't think that it really was that meaningful for a lot of the people in Chicago. But one of the things that public art projects can do is create this sense of place and memory. You could say, I'll meet you down by the Picasso, or I'll, you know, it's like the Eiffel Tower.
Another new building required to have original artwork is John Conway's Chevron Station. As the scaffolding goes up, Conway says this new law doesn't work well for the little guy.
It is definitely a burden for the independent businessman. It just adds to the cost of the project and ends up costing us thousands of dollars, you know. And it's a little bit difficult in this economic times that we're living in right now.
But Conway says he did enjoy picking out the design for his new mural, a life-size painting of a 1960s vintage car with two full-service attendants. He says he thinks it will add to the value of his business.
I'm sure it will, you know, and if it's something that the people like, it will be an asset for the property and it will be an asset to the business. It could probably draw customers into the business.
One customer, Mike Barbarino, was on his way to get a Slurpee back in Milton Borg's 7-Eleven. He says he'll be happy to see more public art in Menlo Park, like Borg's new bench.
The fact that it's attractive is going to be nice. It'll be nice to see another piece of color, you know.
Another customer, Glenn Hodges, hits 7-Eleven daily for coffee. He says he'd be just as happy with a bench from Home Depot.
When someone comes here to get a cup of coffee, they aren't going to sit there, oh my gosh, look at that beautiful bench. They want their cup of coffee.
Will you sit on the bench?
I'll probably sit out there in my car. It's a softer seat.
Although these Menlo Park art projects are going up this month, the city's debate over public art is not over. Menlo Park City Council will be reviewing the new law this spring to decide its final fate. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.